Every summer, like clockwork, we hear stories about sharks. And this summer's been no different. As soon as people head to the beach, interest in sharks picks up. The good news is shark attacks were actually down a bit last year compared with previous years. Even so, surfers, divers, and others who spend a lot of time in the water have been buying electronic devices that help protect them against shark attacks. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
There are two companies selling electronic anti-shark devices. One of them, Shark Shield, sells them at dive shops in Florida.
Actually, I just sent two out the door today that's going to some charter, I think, over in the Mediterranean.
Doug Austin manages Austin's Diving Center in Miami, a shop that's popular with scuba divers who often encounter sharks while spearfishing. Austin says as predators, sharks are always on the lookout for the weak and wounded.
When you shoot a fish, he is now weak and wounded. They're flailing around and sometimes bleeding, and so the sharks will come in and they will steal your fish.
The people who use them, do they come back and talk to you about them?
As long as they don't come back missing any limbs, I don't have a problem.
Owner and general manager of Shark Shield, Amanda Wilson, says the technology is effective because of a characteristic peculiar to sharks. They're very sensitive to electromagnetic fields.
Sharks have electrical receptors in their snout called the ampullae of Lorenzini. And the waveform that our product creates, it actually induces spasms in the shark's snout. So they don't want to come within 15 to 20 feet of the person wearing a shark shield.
Electronic shark deterrents were first developed more than 20 years ago. In that time, scientists have conducted thousands of hours of tests using chunks of fish and seal decoys protected by shark shields. Wilson says the tests show sharks recoil and avoid the device's electrical field.
Besides the scientific testing that's been done, we've got hundreds of testimonials from customers over the years that said, you know, shark was charging me, a great white was charging me, and as soon as it got to 20 feet away, it was like it hit a brick wall and just turned around.
The theory behind this device is solid.
Robert Huter is director of the Center for Shark Research at the Moat Marine Laboratory in Sarasota, Florida. He says the device might make sense for surfers, divers, and others who spend a lot of time around sharks and who don't mind spending $600 or $700 for the device. Huter says the question with any shark repellent is, will it work 100% of the time?
Sharks do habituate to different kinds of noxious stimuli, whether it's a smell or a sound, or in this case, an electrical burst, essentially. Will they be repelled in all cases, or will one occasionally get through?
Huter says shark researchers don't use the devices because their work doesn't often expose them to attacks. But if you're planning a 100-mile-plus open-water swim from Cuba to Key West, Diana Nyad says sharks are definitely a worry.
Kicking on the surface, you're making low-frequency vibrations. So you're making, as a lot of shark experts would tell you, the sound of a dinner bell.
Nyad completed her Havana to Key West swim nearly a year ago, flanked by kayaks equipped with Shark Shield devices. But on her 53-hour-long swim across the Florida Strait, Nyad was also accompanied by a rotating team of divers in the water to fend off sharks.
I want to be fair and say that I felt confident that the Shark Shield was a big part of our deterrent force. On the other hand, I wouldn't have gone with just the electricity way out there. I wanted my guy.
Along with the shark shields and her team of divers, Nyad had a third line of defense. It's another new product, a chemical shark repellent sold in an aerosol can. If you're an NPR listener of a certain age, that may sound familiar.
Holy sardine!
Hand me down the shark repellent!
Unlike the shark repellent in the 1966 Batman movie, this one was developed by scientists. It puts in the water a milky chemical found in putrefied shark tissue. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.